got in the luck and just sort of here and there.
How did you bring the hay in? Would you tell me
just
about that?
Would make a wide bed on a wagon, make a wide bed, make it 4 or 5 feet wider than a regular wagon bed, set it on top of that wagon bed. I reckon the bed would be about 8 inches high. And then you'd make the wagon bed for hay. It's just a hay frame, hay bed. Well, sometimes it'd go out the back too on the wagon. And that'd be a big wide thing and a whole lot of hay.
How would you cut the hay?
Hay with a mowing machine, two mules to a mowing machine,
two
sickle.
Mules.
Mowing machine, that sickle.
Once you cut it, how did you gather it back up?
Well, they have a hay rake, one of these old dump rakes. It's just rake it up in windrows, and if it wasn't dry enough, we'd go cut what you call shocking it, cocking it, you know, build it up to, on the shocks, and go by and pick them shocks up with a hay forks, and throw it on that wagon and haul it in.
And the hay would go either in the rack out in the loft or up in the loft.
Well, we'd put it up in the loft, and of course now it's so much trouble to get it in the loft, and we'd pile it in the hay racks in the loft, but we had to keep it up in the loft for winter time, you know. But what we was feeding right during the hay saving season, we did put that in the rack. We wouldn't took care of it upstairs.
Oh, I see.
And then sometimes we'd get the loft full of hay on it, but that would make a haystack, you know, put a pole in the ground, stack it around the pole.
Oh, I see.
Stack it around that pole. And
just stack bundles?
That was before hay baling time.
Oh, I see.
Hay baling time, we got to the hay balers. You'd bale it in, you'd have to put the old mule going round and round with a hay press, you know. Mule going round and round with a hay press, and you'd throw it up in the hay press and pack it down in there, and that char would go through. And then they had these blocks along where you could block it and tie your hay bale out. It'd push your bales on out, you see. But they got these kind of hay press down, go along, pick it up and bale it and throw it out.
All at one time. You kept the cows and all the stock in the barns?
No, sir. You couldn't keep a cow anywhere as a mule at all.
Well, you couldn't?
No, sir. They run them to death. They just, a mule's a mischievous animal. He just wants, if he's feeling good and not working every day, he'd run a cow. He'd just chase them because the cow run, you know, and that's what he wants him to do. And a bunch of young mules get after him, they'll run a cow to death.
They will. I never knew that. Kind of ornery then, huh? So you kept the mules in the barn and
kept the mules in the lot, which circled the barn.
Where would you milk the cows? And when you
well,
when they came in,
you'd have to have a cow. I had a cow barn too, you see. Had a cow barn too and calf lot. Had a pasture for the calf. You know, a little pasture sometimes.
How about hogs? Did you have
the horses and mules stayed right together. Of course, we'd have a stall for the horses. Of course, sometimes you'd have to get up at night to go get the doctor. You want the horse in that stall where you can catch him. Mm-hmm. He's out in that lot and it's raining or something. You run and you just.
Did you keep any hogs?
Oh Lord, we had hogs.